Peace be with you. As the early followers of Jesus gathered for fellowship and for worship, praying, singing, reading the scriptures, so we gather this morning. Welcome to all here at Prairie Street Mennonite Church on a very significant morning when we celebrate the ministry of Pastor Nelson Crable among us and recognize his call to give himself and his gifts in other continuing ways. I invite you to take your hymnal, turn to number 276, and rise. Christ is risen. Now what? The disciples clung to each other. They huddled in the upper room, waiting. Would the authorities come to take them too? Instead, Jesus himself appeared despite the locked door. What next? Next came doubts and questions, assurances and instructions, and a last word. Peace be with you. Blessed are those who have not seen, those who have not seen, yet have come to believe. Christ is risen. Now what? Now we come together to wait for him. And may the risen Christ bless us as we worship what we have not seen, yet believe. Let us pray. God of all our days, past and future, we come this morning with eager and maybe questioning anticipation. We seek to know you, to see you, and to touch you. Open our hearts that we might experience you anew. Open our lives that we may be steadfast witnesses to your resurrection. And may we proclaim your steadfast, liberating love to all people everywhere. Amen. Turn in the blue hymnal now to 277, I Know My Redeemer Lives.
Sing the Story, the Purple Songbook. Sing the Story, number 88. Sing after me the refrain that we'll keep returning to.
Easter morn at break.
Mary comes to us also. Alleluia. For our confession of faith on this morning, this first Sunday after Easter, I invite you to turn in your purple Sing the Story books to number 181 at the back. Let us join with all believers in proclaiming this good news. Join me, please. We believe in a bright and amazing God who has been to the depths of despair on our behalf, who has ridden in splendor and majesty, who decorates the universe with sparkling water, clear white light, twinkling stars and sharp colors, over and over and over again. We believe that Jesus is the light of the world, that God believes in us and trusts us, even though we make the same mistakes over and over and over again. We commit ourselves to Jesus, to one another as brothers and sisters, and to the Maker's business in the world. I invite you to rise, and as followers of Jesus or those who hope to know Jesus, let us use the words he gave us, passing peace to each other, saying, "The peace of Christ be with you," and responding,
"And also with
I invite the children to come forward.
Holly, holly, holly.
Lucky Anthony and I had so many kids or we wouldn't have anyone up here at all. Come on, Ren, you can sit next to me. You can show me. So we're talking about peace and blessing today. All right, so sometimes when we think of a blessing, someone gives you a blessing on your head, right? Like you might think of a blessing as something that covers you. But where does that blessing come from? Do you know? From your brain? Well, maybe. Here, you do the flashlight and show me what happens when you put that light. I don't want to get this in anybody's eyes, but what happens when you put the light in a mirror? I don't know if we can see it in here. Oh, you can maybe see it just a little bit on the floor if you come up. So shine it in the mirror, and we can get this to go somewhere else, can't we? Mm-hmm. So yeah. Blessings are kind of like this light. And when we hold up our hands in blessing, often when we bless people, we extend our hands or we hold up our hands. And we think of blessing as coming from God and that we reflect it to each other, that we are that mirror. We give that Christ light to each other. It's going to be a lot of blessing today. So remember that. And I invite you to extend your hands just to practice and imagine that blessing coming from God. And we share it with others. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the children, those who are here this morning and those who are not. Thank you for blessing us, and may we always reflect your love to others. Amen. Thank you.
Our scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked out of fear for the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
Vamos a leer a Juan, capítulo 20, versículo 19, 31. La noche de ese mismo día, de la primera semana, los discípulos estaban reunidos a puerta cerrada en un lugar, por miedo a los judíos. En eso llegó Jesús y se puso en medio y les dijo, "La paz sea con ustedes."
After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you."
Mientras les decía esto, les mostró sus manos y su costado a los discípulos. Se regocijaron al ver al Señor. Entonces Jesús les dijo una vez más, "La paz sea con ustedes. Así como el Padre me envió, también yo los envío a ustedes."
When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained."
Y habiendo dicho esto, sopló y les dijo, "Reciban el Espíritu Santo. A quienes ustedes perdonen los pecados, les serán perdonados. Y a quienes no se los perdonen, no les serán perdonados."
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Palabra del Señor.
Gracias a Dios.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." It had been a long and strange day. It was the first day of the week, right after the Sabbath, but the week didn't feel new. The weekend had been filled with the agony of Jesus' crucifixion and burial. Then, that morning had begun with reports from the women that Jesus' body was gone, but now he was alive again. Things had already gone from bad to worse, and this news felt especially dangerous. The authorities who had killed Jesus couldn't be trusted. How would they respond? Doors were surely locked. I imagine that lookouts were posted and Jesus' friends talked in hushed, earnest tones. What was going on? Could they even believe it? In the midst of that crisis, even through locked doors, Jesus appeared in the house with his followers. "Peace be with you," he said. Jesus' disciples had spent hours upon hours with him, learning and practicing kingdom values. Yet in this new moment after Jesus' death, they were vulnerable. I'm sure they didn't feel ready. Yet it was precisely in this strange, vulnerable space that their practice became real. In that hour of crisis, these few code words, "Peace be with you," were enough to bring back the disciples' training and belief so they could be empowered anew with the Holy Spirit. No doubt, when the disciples heard Jesus' "Peace be with you," they remembered his teaching not long before in John 14, verse 25 and following. "I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away, and I am coming to you.' If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." It's been a long and strange year for this small band of disciples here at Prairie Street. It's right after Easter, but it's still cold outside. Politics among the nations have taken another strange turn. Beloved brothers and sisters from our midst have died or moved away. Our attendance has gone down, and we grieve the losses and gaps in between us. And now our lead pastor is shifting gears and moving into a different ministry. Congregational life feels uncertain and vulnerable. Plans have been made, meetings have been held. Prairie Street folks have talked in hushed, earnest tones. What is coming next? Will we even be up for the task? Nelson and Ellen are embarking on a strange time as well. Their relationships here at Prairie Street are very significant to them, but many of those relationships are changing as Nelson leaves his pastoral role. They will be church nomads for a while. Nelson's work will take him around the world. He will dive into important teaching, networking, and fundraising for Mennonite World Conference, but he won't be doing it with Prairie Street as a home base. This work will require the Holy Spirit's empowering presence. In the midst of this strange time, here and now, Jesus appears over and over and over again. "Peace be with you," Jesus says. I'm not just imagining this. Jesus is really present in our Sunday morning worship when we share the peace of Christ with one another. It can feel like a perfunctory greeting for our friends. But it's more than that. It's a chance to become the body of Christ. We might not get it right the first time, or the 70th time, or the 700th time, but in the very hardest times, in the midst of crisis, Christ breaks through and turns our expectations around. Jesus takes something we've practiced and gives us transcendence. Nelson and Ellen are on the edge of something new and powerful. Our Prairie Street congregation is on the edge of something new and powerful. It may feel vulnerable and strange, but that's precisely the sort of thing God uses to work great things in the world. We are ready for it. We've been practicing, after all. Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit.
Turn in the Prairie Street Sings to number 22. Número 22, y que me vengan a ayudar los hispanos que están aquí, que quieren cantar conmigo. We're going to sing in Spanish, a verse in Spanish, one time through in Spanish, and then we'll sing it in English and in Spanish again. So this group will help lead.
I invite Brother Kevin Kaufman up to the podium here. The peace of Christ be with you, dear sisters and brothers. There are some important loose ends that I've tried to tie up in the last week of my work here. And one of them involves you, Kevin. So I have a few questions for you, if you would come to the mic. Kevin, you were baptized last week, and it was a wonderful celebration. And if you noticed and were watching carefully, I read questions to Felipe, and Felipe was baptized. And then you stepped into the water and you gave a testimony and you were baptized, but I never asked you the questions.
Well, I guess I get an encore performance.
You get an encore performance, yeah. So I would like to ask you a few questions, dear brother. Kevin, do you renounce the power of evil and acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you put your trust in his grace and love and promise to obey him as your Lord?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth, in Jesus, God's Son, our Redeemer, and in the Holy Spirit, giver of life?
I do.
Do you accept the word of God as guide and authority for your life?
I do.
Are you willing to give and receive counsel in this congregation?
I am.
Are you ready to continue participating in the mission of the church?
I am, absolutely.
And do you forgive me for failing to ask you those questions last week?
Of course.
Yeah. Go out with joy. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This being my first day on my feet after 3 days of the flu, I'm sympathetic for the people in this congregation who are at home today, entire households at home with this flu bug that's going around. So I assure you I'm past the contagious point, but it's not a pleasant experience. Our scripture text today comes from the end of the Gospel of John. And the author of the gospel at that point says, "These things are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you might have life in his name." And in 35 years since I started my first pastorate, that has been my goal, to know Jesus as the Messiah and with others to find life in Jesus' name. 20 years ago, I went through a personal crisis soon after we moved to Indiana, and it was a time of anxiety and depression, even as I was in taking up some new leadership. And I spoke regularly to a Christian counselor weekly for a period that year. And the counselor I saw during that time had his office on the north side of town. And after my weekly appointments, I often stopped by St. Thomas Catholic Church. Does anybody know the icon that's at the front of that church? Stop in and see it. It's just a few or a mile north of us here. The icon is of Thomas, Doubting Thomas. That's the man for whom the church is named. And the icon fills the entire end of the church building. And there is Thomas, and he's at the point yet of disbelief. You can see that on his face. And he's reaching out his hand, just ready to touch Jesus, but he really looks skeptical. And then at the bottom it says, "My Lord and my God." That's when he moves from doubt into faith. It is significant that the Gospel of John, so full of faith, features a doubter. Thomas had announced that he would not believe Jesus was alive until he could reach out and touch the wounds, until he could see Jesus risen. He would not believe. And yet, a week after Jesus says, after Thomas says this, there is Thomas still with the disciples. He has not abandoned the group, nor do they seem to have judged or condemned him. They recognize that he, like all of us, was on a journey of faith. 8 years ago, I accepted your call to join the journey of Prairie Street, where Ellen and I already had worshiped a dozen years. But we now accepted a call to do that in leadership capacity. I thank you for that call and for the trust you have placed in me. These have been rich and life-giving years for us. Prairie Street does not have big or impressive programs. We are a people who are engaged in the life of the city. We are in the schools, the hospital, factories, businesses, nonprofit organizations, homes, neighborhood associations. In a generation when other congregations fled this part of the city for the suburbs, Prairie Street was very clear. We wanted to stay. And we sense that that's what Jesus would do. This is the place the gospel needs to be. And sometimes here, especially in this part of the city, we see or we experience the wounds of the city. I wanted to be part of this congregation and continue to worship here because this is a church that is deeply grounded in history, to be sure, but more importantly, deeply grounded in Scripture and in the ancient creeds of the church that point us to a Trinitarian God made known in Jesus Christ. I wanted to be part of Prairie Street because this is a place where Christ is Lord and where the doubter is welcome. If you are on a journey or at a time of life when believing is difficult, this is a church for you. You're welcome. Prairie Street sometimes has been an activist congregation over these years, speaking up about Roosevelt Center or about racism or immigration or gun violence. In these and other areas of witness, we have sought not only to emulate the example of Jesus, but also to know Christ in mystical union through the bread and the cup, through worship, through music, and through discipleship. Countless times in these years, I have known Christ in this worship space, and especially, perhaps, when problems of the city, or when dysfunction of society, or when grief in our own lives seemed overwhelming. In such circumstances of stress, or similar circumstances of stress, the disciples gathered in the upper room a week after Easter. They had their doors locked, like we do in South Central Elkhart. And suddenly Jesus stood among them, and his first words were, "Peace be with you." Then he showed them his hands and his side. "Peace be with you," Jesus repeated. "As the Father has sent me to bring peace, so I send you to take peace to the world." The experience of knowing Jesus is not something for us to harbor or to keep to ourselves. It's something we share with one another, with the city, and with the world. And to empower the disciples, Jesus gave the Holy Spirit, and he gave them the authority to forgive. He gave the Spirit and authority to forgive. And with these gifts of Christ to us, I have seen Jesus stand among us in the life and the witness of Ross and Alan and Jean and Lamar and Brent and others from this congregation who have gone to meet their Lord in recent years, and many others within this congregation who also know the risen Lord and bring that presence of Christ and the Christ light to one another. And I have seen forgiveness in this congregation in the way gay and lesbian sisters and brothers have been ready to receive us as a congregation. I've seen forgiveness in the openness of Prairie Street to persons who are struggling with alcoholism or shame or mental illness or poverty. I've seen persons of color forgive and accept us as a still, mostly white congregation that God is gradually changing. I leave you with just a few challenges, and the first would be to each of you as individuals, and that is, continue to figure out where and how you can contribute to the mission of this church. Think of yourself here not primarily as a consumer, that is, what will I get out of the church, but as part of the witness of the congregation. What can I contribute this week and this year to strengthen the fellowship and the presence of Prairie Street in South Central Elkhart? Be countercultural enough to be here regularly, not just for yourself, but for others who need you, who need you as a fellow traveler on the journey of faith. So figure out how and where you contribute. And so many people here already are doing that. God bless you. Carry on. It's essential for the life of the congregation. And secondly, I would challenge you to join in the recovery of dwelling in the Word. I mean the Scripture. Our culture today is far less biblically literate than a generation ago. I'm talking about the culture of Indiana and the United States. Vibrant churches must have deep roots in the salvation story of the Scriptures. Now, I've been nurtured by the Latino group in this congregation, some of the people who were singing here a minute ago, who, when that group gathers, they read the Bible and vigorously discuss. And I've been challenged and nurtured by the English language Sunday school class this last year, where there's always animated response when we read the Scripture and questions are put out. This is an essential learning experience, and I urge you all to take advantage of that. And finally, I would urge this congregation to continue to be a peace church that is centered on the risen Lord. Let peace in this congregation and in your lives include both axes of the cross, the vertical axis of restored relationship with God through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, and the horizontal axis of reconciliation with one another and helping to build bridges in a fractured society. With today's worship, I conclude my tenure at Prairie Street. My office has been cleared out. On Thursday, God willing, I expect to leave for Kenya for a meeting of Mennonite World Conference delegates. This is a meeting that happens every 3 years. This will be some 200, 250 people gathering from 56 countries in Nairobi to conduct the business of the global church, to fellowship, to hear what's going on in different parts of the world. I welcome your prayer for that trip, for my health and energy and wisdom as I chair meetings, preach in Mennonite churches, and expect to do blocks of teaching on diaspora, that is, Mennonites as a scattered people, like the Jews were in the ancient world, on conflict and unity within the Scripture, and also some teaching on conflict in the Middle East. In May, Ellen and I expect to lead a tour to the Holy Land with about 20 persons, and we're looking forward to doing that together. In June, I expect to represent Mennonites at both the World Council of Churches meetings and at the Lutheran World Federation, both in Switzerland. And then I hope to get some rest and get out on my kayak. I expect to be absent from Prairie Street for the foreseeable future. There is no set date when that absence is over, just if and when it seems write to all parties involved. For at least the near future, Ellen and I will continue to be part of a small group from this congregation. And Ellen sometimes will be worshiping with you, especially when I'm traveling. Thank you, sisters and brothers, for being wonderful partners in ministry these 8 years. I will always carry you in my heart. I will pray for you with love. May the peace of Christ be with you. Amen.
Twenty years ago, when Ellen walked into Prairie Street, we were blessed. We as a congregation, the music team, and me personally. And I just want to say your transcendent voice and beautiful Christ-centered spirit is a blessing not only to us, but to the world.
With us to the bulletin insert, and we have parts for the pastor and for the church, which we'll all read together, and a leader part which I will read, and then all of us together will read the last part.
Thank you, Prairie Street Mennonite Church, for the love and support you have shown me while I have ministered among you. I am grateful for the ways my leadership has been accepted. I ask forgiveness for the mistakes I have made. As I leave, I carry with me all that I have learned here.
We receive your gratitude, offer forgiveness, and release you as our pastor in order that you may continue your ministry in Mennonite World Conference, in writing, and in teaching the Bible. We thank you for your time among us and ask forgiveness for our mistakes. Your influence on our lives and on our faith will not leave with your departure.
I accept your gratitude and grace and forgive you, trusting that both our time together and our parting are blessed by God. I release you from turning to me or depending on me. I offer my blessing for your continuing life of faith here and pray for you and your pastors during this time of transition.
God, we ask you to bless the work of the kingdom that Nelson and Prairie Street have done together these past years. May both Nelson and Prairie Street continue that witness. Guide us in joyfully following Jesus' example of inclusive love and service in Elkhart and beyond. Let us pray. Eternal God, your steadfast love for us is from everlasting to everlasting. We thank you for cherished memories. We commend one another into your care as we move in new directions. May the love of Christ surround us. May the light of Christ show us the way. May the peace of Christ be with us on this day and always. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Turn in the Purple Songbook, Sing the Story, to number 16, number 16, número 16. And those that want to do this, we're going to stand and do the motions as we sing. Peace before us, we'll sing peace, love, light, Christ, and then Alleluia.